We have spoken to you for some time about the importance of knowing that you are enough. There has never been a time when it is more important for you not only to know that, but to hold it and to speak from that. We want you to be sure that you are undoing the strings that may have attached you to a previous patriarchal bundle. So we want to speak about a few of them so that you can be sure that you are not attached to them. To be on the path, to be the child of the universe, to carry light, does not mean that you are perfect. We so wish we could relieve all of you of the burden of that belief. Walking in strength, walking in the light, and being perfect are not the same thing. We are going to look at two, thrusts in your life. Here is the thrust where you are connected to the universe and you know who you are, you know that you are enough, and you are choosing a path where you can do what brings light to that situation, where you can love even when it is difficult, when you can forgive even when that is difficult. We will speak a bit more about that later, because very often forgiveness is separation from. That could be from a person or a separation from a wound you are carrying, but forgiveness always has with it a separation. So here's a part of your life that you are living and living well. Now, here is the other part. This part is called human. And what is happening over here is what we who guide you think of as trial and error. And what does that mean? That to work with the human part of you, there must be trial and error, because there is not total clarity about everything that enters your world as a human being. And because you are moving onto new ground, there is no way for you to know before you are in that ground exactly what it is you should be doing there. It is impossible for you to know that. And so when there is error, we must add this function of being able to love ourselves in error. Very important. Now, can we love ourselves in triumph? Of course we can. As a matter of fact, that is not one of the challenges of being human. But to love yourself in error means you are embracing your humanity and your right to explore and your right to expand and your right to use your energy to make your life the way you want it to be. And that means when there is an error, there must be extra love for you. Because the fact that there is error means you are working on the human side of your life. You are working on the things, you're working on learning to create in the way you want to create. And you are learning this other most important thing. What is good for you and what is not good for you? To know that, you are going to engage with some of the things that are not good for you. It is the way of learning in the human condition. And so when you have entered into something that is not good for you, that is the time you need to say error and extend incredible love to yourself, because it was part of your learning. This, by the way, is not the time to talk to people who look at your life and decide to have opinions about your humanity. We want to say that phrase again. Avoid people who have opinions about your humanity. They do not leave you free to learn what you need to learn, to do what you need to do. And without that freedom, you cannot balance these two aspects of your life, growing with your humanity and growing with your spirit. And this is the hallmark of a life well lived. Now, what happens if you do not do this? If you are working on your humanity but you neglect your spirit, then you are never going to be satisfied with what you create in your life. Even if you are quite good at it, you will never be satisfied because your fullness comes from your spirit. And what if you work with your spirit but not with your humanity? Then you have wonderful meditations and beautiful experiences, but you do not have a created life. That part has been left behind. So when we are looking at this, remember that this is actually how you walk the middle ground when you are working both of these aspects at the same time. There are any number of, probably too much to mention tonight, but we do not want you to have a human experience and align it with shame or judgment, because there's absolutely no point in doing that. And we want you to have a healthy respect for these two parts of you, because the two parts working together are what make you not only powerful, but they make you a gift to the world you are living in. And it is a world that very much needs the gifts of light. So there is much more to speak about this. Perhaps we should have another workshop before too long. But for the moment, we want you to think about how you are managing these aspects of yourself, because if you have awareness about them, you are building power, and that is a beautiful thing for woman now. So we will take a few moments and speak together about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, opening your crown for receiving all that is good in your life, cleansing the third eye so that you develop the power of your own intuitive knowing. Feel the flow of light into your throat so that the communication that you have inside and outside is in the vibration that the universe provides for you. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center and let the golden light water your garden. Make it grow, make it shine, so that the place you go for comfort and rest is always there, always beautiful. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light displace the emotions that go with another belief system, not one that is with you now, but one that may have been with you earlier. And with that removal of the emotions, feel that you are becoming lighter and stronger and brighter. And feel the flow of light down through your body and into the second center. Let the golden light displace all shame and judgment and all the old patterns that keep that alive in your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light make the root bright. Feel the wisdom of the universe in your root, helping you to form what you are here to do, how you are here to do it. And feel that light spread throughout your body to heal you, to rebalance your thoughts and your energies. And feel that golden light all over you. Move into your heart center. See the beauty of your heart center. Know who you are. And see that a path in your heart illuminates. And go to that path, step onto it, and let the path take you without effort, moving you upward. And feel the air around you full of blessings. Breathe it in, take it in, allow it to serve you and to support you. Move upward until you come to the place of the lie and see that there is a cauldron there and any lie you might have been holding about yourself, about anything. Pull all of that energy out and place it in the cauldron so you are free of the lie. And as the cauldron burns and turns, see that a symbol comes out of the cauldron and know what it is. Come back to the path and let the path move you upward. And come to the place of freedom. And feel the energy that sets you free about everything that allows you to live, to love, to err, to correct, to succeed, to do all the things that you are here to do on the human journey. Breathe in that energy and let it make you free. Back to the path and move upward again until you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. return to the path again and begin to come back down. The air is still full of blessings. Everything that you need, everything that you love. And come back down. And when you're in your beautiful heart center again, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.